I remember the day like it was yesterday. It was a Tuesday, which was yesterday. So that would make today Wednesday. And with that kind of logic, that must mean you're listening to Tim Hunter on KRKO. God help us all.
Well, here we go again. Another gray start, eventually mostly sunny day. And I'm loving this weather. I really am. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter, Everett's Greatest Hits. Getting closer and closer to that elongated weekend. Yeah, the 4th is on Tuesday. I just don't think a lot of people are going to go to work on Monday. Or it's going to be kind of check in and get out. So we're heading towards a four-dayer. We're in the driver's seat now. Feeling good, concerned about the Elon Musk-Mark Zuckerberg cage match that was supposed to take place. Elon Musk's mother says that the cage match has been canceled, which to me sounds like somebody didn't ask for permission. And regardless of how your week has gone, it hasn't been as hard as the one that Russian President Putin has been going through. There was this group in the military that tried to overtake him, and he fought them off. He addressed the nation yesterday and told them that he is still in charge. And in other news, his chief food taster has been promoted to car starter. So congratulations, whatever your name is, for the time being. All right, getting ready with more of Everett's Greatest Hits for you to get you going on this Wednesday. You know, it's amazing how you get to this time of year and the weekends just seem to take forever to get here because it's summer. There's stuff going on, opportunities to go do things. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter playing them for you this morning, but we keep them coming no matter what you're up to as you're out and about in your Northwest weekend. So download our KRKO app. Take that with you, pal, and you'll be able to take this music wherever you go. I was really excited to hear that the folks up at the Skagit Valley Highland Games and Celtic Festival had the good wisdom to advertise on KRKO, because I was on the air the other day and their commercial came up and I went, wow, that's happening a week from this coming weekend. So it's almost here. It's happening up there in Mount Vernon at Edgewater Park. Admission's really cheap if you're a senior, as I play that card when I can. Yeah, what is it like? $15 to go. And I'm excited about it. I'll tell you my little story. I'm excited about it because we went to Scotland, my wife and I, 5 or 6 years ago. And it had been the first time in my life. My dad had been born in Scotland. So I wanted to get there and visit his hometown where he came from and see the castles and do all that. Well, one of the stereotypical things about Scotland is they hold the Highland Games. And it's only once a year, and we happen to be there the weekend that they're holding the actual Highland Games with the big pole tossing and all that stuff. So I'm just thrilled. We stumbled across the site where the games are underway, and we went, wow. So, but they didn't take credit cards. So we're looking for a bank machine because we're going to have to get currency to get in. And we only found one bank machine in town. There was a long line there. And when we got up to the cash machine, this is like 40 minutes later, there was no more cash left in the machine. So I walked up to the gates of the actual Highland Games, peeked over the walls, and went, God, that'd be cool to see. I'm in Scotland. When am I going to be here again? Well, I'm going to satisfy my Scottish Jones, if there is such a thing, a week from this weekend at the Highland Games up at Edgewater Park in Mount Vernon. I already bought my tickets. If you're going on Saturday, look for me. I won't be wearing a kilt. You're welcome. Enjoying a Wednesday morning. It can be done. When you start it with KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter, we're now less than a week away from the 4th of July. That's next Tuesday. Excited to see that the Everett 4th of July parade is back. Like so many other communities, when the pandemic hit, things kind of went sideways. And I was doing the Bothell one for years. I think I did it 12, 13 years in a row where I'd do the play-by-play for the local cable channel. Then the pandemic hit, and then when they went to bring the parade back, they said, Tim, we don't need you. And I admit there's a part of me that kind of wants to go back, but I don't want to violate the restraining order. That's not why I brought it up. I meant to tell you that KXA's guy from across the hall, my country cousin, is going to be doing the play-by-play for the Everett Parade. Starts at 11 a.m. downtown. You get close, you'll see where the parade route is. And Stitch is going to be up in a bucket high in the air. And he's afraid of heights. So if you see him, make sure you yell up towards him, "Hey, Stitch! Look way down here!"
And now it's time for food news, because we all love food.
Oh, we sure do. For the first time since 2016, Taco Bell is bringing back their Volcano Menu, which features the Volcano Burrito, Volcano Taco, and of course, Lava Sauce. Burger King has brought back a fan favorite to their menu for the summer, the Italian BK Royal Crispy Chicken Sandwich. If you love coffee, you may want to apply at Pete's Coffee. They are hiring a, quote, seasonal chief cold brew officer to indulge in their personal love of Pete's cold brew all summer long. Häagen-Dazs for breakfast? Well, you can do that now because they're making a creamy-styled yogurt that sure tastes like ice cream, but it is yogurt, and that's okay. And finally, Pringles is attempting to get on the ragged edge of healthy, offering a new sweet potato and multi-grain chips in flavors like sea salt, smoky barbecue, homestyle ranch, and farmhouse cheddar. Actually making my mouth water. All right, there's your food news. Yeah, music sounded good this morning. It's all about feeling good and getting you going in style. It's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter playing them for you. Got some Creedence, Robert Palmer, Gladys Knight, and we're throwing in the Pips at no extra charge for you in just a couple of minutes. You know, I'm old enough to remember when the weather was crappy until the day after the 4th of July. It just makes me wonder about the rest of the summer if we're getting good stuff now. I hope we're not, you know, robbing from the good stuff pool, and it'll all be gone by August. I hope not. Hey, if you are traveling to England this summer, just giving you a little bit of a heads up, they have a serious case of horse flies. They're calling them Dracula flies because apparently they'll bite you right through your clothes. Gee, sorry I'm going to miss that. And the group The Zombies are still alive all these years later. Remember they passed through town, I think it was last year. Original members Rod Argent and Colin Blunstone are going on tour this October for a 20-city tour in support of the band's 7th album. The Zombies are alive, alive, I tell you. Just thought you'd want to know. Ah, yeah, such a great song. I always wondered if the Sitting on the Dock of the Bay guy, because he left Georgia and went to San Francisco, if he was the one that was leaving to go back to Georgia on the midnight train. Yeah, I think way too much. Hey, good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Wednesday with Tim Hunter. Everett Aqua Sox have a day game tomorrow, and they did something really cute on the social medias. They published a form that you could print out, and then you fill it in and then hand it to your boss. It says, "To whom it may concern, please excuse your name from work, jury duty, or general activities on Thursday, June 29th, as the Aqua Sox have a day game starting at 12:05. It's sure to be historic, epic, and full of can't-miss action. Don't know if you've heard, but we've got several future big leaguers in the making. Plus, tomorrow they have $3 hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and 12-ounce cans of Coors Light. What's not to love? Yours truly, Webley." So I just want to put that on your radar in case tomorrow seemed like the perfect day for a 9-inning lunch. Well, that's up to you. Yeah, you're listening to the radio station that plays the Beatles. Kind of hard to come by these days. It's KRKO. Tim Hunter with Everett's Greatest Hits. More on the way. Boy, Sir Paul McCartney is sure letting loose. He just turned 81. He and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys within like 2 days of each other. He played that Glastonbury festival over the weekend, and his set was like 3 hours long. He was complaining and he said that Bruce Springsteen has done the music biz wrong because he's making fans expect four-hour gigs. Paul says that's just too much. And yeah, unless they've got two bathroom breaks in there, I agree.
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Yeah, I got a few pearls for you. I was supposed to go to an anger management class, but those people just tick me off. This just in, 9 out of 10 people addicted to brake fluid can't stop. When you think about it, the zoo is the perfect place in the world to fart. Teachers call it cheating, but friends call it teamwork. And give a man a fish, and he'll have food for one day. Teach him how to catch fish, and he'll spend all day on the lake drinking beer.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Ta-da!